The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Friday again. This time, though, it's different than last Friday in that it's this Friday. It's August the 1st.
You're so smart.
The oomph, yeah, it's not the same as it was last Friday. Look at all the things in the world that have changed. We didn't have any conversation last week about Barack Obama, right?
Not one bit.
Nobody talked about John Boehner last week, right?
Nope, nothing about Israel either.
No one had anything to do or was interested in what Sarah Palin is doing. New, right?
Well, that might have been true last Friday.
How about Benjamin Netanyahu?
We were talking about him last
Friday. How about that?
Sure.
Would you like to have a name like that? Netanyahu.
I think it's a great name, actually. It's so fun to say.
Yes, it is. Not as much fun as Pukin Putin, though.
No.
Pukin Putin. Ooh, ha. The Clintons, who's talking about them?
Nobody.
Were we talking about them last Friday?
I think we've talked about them every Friday of our lives.
Really?
Yeah, we talk about them a lot.
Every Friday of your life. That's a long time.
Yeah. A lot of conversation about Stephen A. Smith. Matter of fact.
Did you just blow the balloon?
Stephen A. Smith. What's the Ray Rice case? How do you like to have a name like that? His name is Raymond R. Rice.
Sounds like a dish, doesn't it? I'm going to have the Ray Rice.
Please, I'll have it mine with a little bit of hollandaise sauce.
Oh, delicious.
So
good
what
choice.
Is that story? Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on Good Day. What's that story, Kenny?
He got Rice suspended, story. I think, for he's an NFL player, got suspended for two games after he got caught beating up his wife.
Hey, why is that any of their business?
Well, and then Stephen A. Smith went on to say that there are women who ask for that sort of
thing. Yeah, that's great. Very good. Then there's the sports host in Boston who said a Fox News lady was fat. Or if she was fat, she could work at the...
No, he didn't say she was
pancake
fat.
Pancake house?
No.
She was, she could work at the pancake house.
Right. Well, no. He said that she's so empty that the only thing that she's got going for is her looks. And if she weighed 15 more pounds, she'd work at Perkins.
She's real fine. All right, go ahead. What? Everybody's getting suspended. You can't say anything. You have to know what the boundaries are.
Well,
anymore.
That's not what got him suspended, actually. So he said that about Aaron Andrews.
Yeah.
And then he apologized for
it. Is she, by the way, not that? I don't know anything about her. I've seen pictures of her.
She's gorgeous.
Not that bright.
I think
is that why
beautiful.
She's there?
I think most
of the blondes on Fox, they're not that bright. They just look good.
I don't know if that's fair.
Why?
I think there are a lot of bright people on Fox. Just because they're blonde doesn't mean that they're not smart.
I think that they get selected because they're blonde first.
As everybody does on TV. Everybody.
Really?
I mean, you don't find an ugly person, really, on TV, especially a woman.
Well, I don't know about that. I think when Hannity and Combs was on, you could really pick head.
But those were boys. For women, women are judged solely on their looks, sadly.
Really? Uh-huh. Kenny agrees with that. Do you folks agree?
Yeah, almost any local news team, and the news anchor that is the male is an older man.
Is 8,000 years old, and the woman, once she hits 40, expires.
And she's 22 and blonde.
Hoo-ha! What channel is that?
Every channel.
Every channel.
But to go back to what we were talking about, so Stephen, for this radio guy, what's his name?
Stephen, Mulhane or something like
or
that.
Whatever.
Helenane, some Irish.
I don't know. Anyway, so he's saying this about Aaron Andrews. Then he apologizes. In his apology, he calls her like a gutless something. I think he called her a gutless something. Then he says if she worked at Perkins, if she gained 15 pounds, she'd just be working at Perkins. And continued that whole week to say negative stuff about her until Fox said, hey, we're going to pull all of our advertising from your whole network of stations.
Right.
And then once they did that, they sent the guy on suspension.
Amazing how that works, isn't it? Those people that run that station, they have really strong willpower, don't they? They're going to stand up for the people that work for them. Oh, wait a minute, it's going to cost us money. You're out of here. Wonderful. Love the way management thinks. All right, so you hear us sort of meandering through some of the items of interest this week, and there is a method to my madness. There is a reason that I have asked Jennifer and Kenny and you to comment, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day, because each Friday we list all of the reported top 10 talk topics of the week on our poll place, and you can tell us which one you think is the most important. Is it all of the talk about Mr. Obama being impeached? Is it the suit against the President of the United States by members of the House? Is it all the violence in the Middle East? Is it our immigration policy? Is it the probe into what happened to Flight 17? And what are we probing? We're shot down by a missile, for God's sakes. What is there to probe? All those people are dead. What else do you need to know? Did the Russians pull a trigger? No. Ukrainian protesters or whatever sympathizes the Russians? Yep. Russians gave them the missile? Yep. So what's the whole big deal? There are all these people that are headed in there to investigate. They're investigating.
Well, there's still bodies laying around.
Well, there won't be much left of them now. Let's see here. Although I think there's a lot of scare, the Ebola outbreak. Dr. Ken this week made it pretty clear that you don't get it unless you're exchanging bodily fluids with these people. But that's what's happening to the doctors. A couple of doctors are on their way back here, by the way, to Atlanta to be treated at Emory University.
I hope Jack Bauer's guarding them.
Yes, I hope so, too.
Yeah.
Lois, for me, the number one story of the week is the Lois Lerner situation. I use situation in quotation marks. That lying son of a gun. Lies on top of lies on top of lies. And the fact that now it's come out, she called the members of the conservative side of the Republican Party some pretty vitriolic stuff. So she deserves every bit of bad publicity. They deserve all the heat they can get, as far as I'm concerned. That is not where those people should be. And the fact she was put in there as a partisan, no sympathy, none, for any and all embarrassing things that come out of this. The IRS is a mess. It's become a dumping ground for moronic placement of people like this woman, who are just hatchet folks for the leader of the cause. The ISIS campaign was going on, again, sort of the focus on the Middle East instead of Israel and Hamas. It's the Muslim countrymen who want to kill all the Christians and make the state of Iraq and Syria all Muslim. Let's see, elections and all this stuff. Okay, so you tell us what you think is the big item of the week when you do the poll at DougStephan.com, or you can join us at 888-302-3684. You can communicate with us via email, Doug@DougStephan.com, Jennifer@DougStephan.com, Ken@DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/good day, Twitter@good day. So what are some of the people who are on the social media saying about some of these topics, these items? Ken, you want to roll some of that in to our conversation?
Sure. Well, one of the items that will probably be big next week is this mess with the CIA. Mm. And Alan said one of the most serious problems in the U.S. up to now is the dual aspect of authority and power torn between the CIA and the White House.
For those of you who are not familiar with what's going on, you may remember that the CIA director for a number of months stood firm in his insistence that the CIA didn't have anything to be ashamed of. After searching the computers of the Senate Intelligence Committee, his posture collapsed. Defiant. There's another one of these, like Lois Lerner. Washington's full of these guys. The report by his own inspector general came out against the CIA on every single point of the dispute with the Senate. If you look at the unclassified summary of the report that came out this past week, 5 CIA employees, a couple of lawyers, 3 computer specialists, improperly accessed Intelligence Committee computers during a disagreement over interrogation documents. Then John Brennan, the director, ordered a halt to the operation. So he said, The Office of Security began an unauthorized investigation that led it to review the emails of Senate staffers, search for key words. So the Senate learned about the intrusion, protested. CIA made a criminal reference to the Justice Department, alleging improper behavior by Senate staffers. And so there it went. Just lies on top of lies, and you are paying for this. You, as the taxpayer, are paying for all these clowns to lie and cheat and just, it's, ugh. All right, so I guess that takes care of that comment, right, Kenny? I think I've said enough.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
One other one on the CIA. James says the Obama administration has simply run amok. The CIA is violating its mandate and usurping separation of powers, and it's appalling.
Yep. All right. Again, lies on top of lies. What else you have there?
Some comments about Hamas.
Really?
BJ says, stop the rockets. Hamas is responsible for all of these deaths. If you hide civilians in front of missile launches, they will get killed. To stop this, just stop the rockets.
There was a ceasefire reached about 72 hours ago that quickly fell apart. So Israel is going to resume Gaza operations, and the army is standing by. Heavy fire reported in the southern Gaza within a few hours of the start of supposedly this humanitarian truce. So much for that nonsense.
Poking around yesterday and found an interesting article along with evidence of pictures and social media elements. You know, this week one of the big stories is that public opinion has been shifting away its support of Israel towards the Palestinians, because they see all these dead babies on TV. I think there was an explosion last week at a school, the UN school, and so there's these pictures of these dead children with shrapnel, you know, screaming, ailing kids. Right. And I think that's been where public opinion, you know, once we see kids hurt, everybody starts to panic a little bit. And so that public opinion has been shifting because of those media images. Do you know this article that I found? It's very interesting, and Ken, I'll find it and send it to you. It talks about how those images were actually old.
Really?
They were from years ago. Like 2-3 years ago.
Sound like the cover of Newsweek magazine after Kent State. Same kind of stuff. Yeah. So who said they had to be accurate, or they could have been photoshopped for all we know?
But it's amazing how like one or two pictures can circulate, and then all of a sudden people just change their mind. They change their opinion. Their support. It's a big deal.
It is a big deal. This is a big deal. I'm a big deal. You're a big deal. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get notebooks for 17 cents, index cards for 48 cents, and Novus tablets for $49.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limits apply. See store or staples.com for details.
This weekend at Guitar Center, to celebrate our 50th anniversary, we're offering incredible savings in every department. Like a Fender acoustic electric guitar for just $99. Ernie Ball electric guitar strings, 3 sets for $10. 7 Hohner harmonicas for $18. Or a 15-inch powered PA speaker for just $199. Plus, enter for your chance to win a VIP trip for two to see Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, live on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood. It's Guitar Center's 50th anniversary. In store and at guitarcenter.com.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
It's a Friday edition of the Doug Steffen Show. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Warren at 20 minutes past the hour.
Hey, folks. folks. This is Larry Crist for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Connected is Katy Perry?
No.
Oh.
Not at all. Not even spelled the same way.
Really?
I don't think so.
It's spelled P-E-R-R-Y? How does she spell her name?
Well, maybe it is spelled the same way.
I mean,
well, there's P-A-R-R-Y and P-E-R.
Ah, okay.
But no, anyway. No relation. Although the band Perry is comprised of the lead singer and two boys. They're all brothers and sisters.
Oh, sweet. Huh. So they're touring this fall. It was announced yesterday in support of their album, Pioneer. They're going to have their own headlining dates, and they're also part of Blake Shelton's 10 Times Crazier tour.
Which I'll be seeing in October.
Really? You already made plans, huh?
I already got my tickets to the Hollywood Bowl.
Tickets? Wow. I'd like to go. I've never been to the Hollywood Bowl.
Ever?
Ever.
Wow.
Never.
Well, you should come see Blake Shelton.
I don't know if I'd go see that. I wanted to go see the Beach Boys in the Hollywood Bowl and didn't get to do that.
That would have been really cool.
That would have been very cool. So let's see here. They are also making a special stop at a couple of high schools on the trip, on the tour. They are going to support a State Farm Insurance teen driving program called Celebrate My Drive. So this is, let's see here, I'm looking around. How long have they been? I'm trying to figure out how long they've been around.
A few years now. They're relatively new.
Mm-hmm. So Scotty McCreery, who won on American Idol, what, 2-3 years ago?
Mm-hmm. About 3 years ago.
Great. I think he was one of the better ones, frankly, to go through.
He had that big old voice coming out of that little kid.
Yeah, no, he did a good job. Anyway, he has been the spokesperson for the State Farm Celebrity or Celebrate My Drive program. Been to get pledges. What they're trying to do is get pledges from teenagers and community members to utilize safe driving practices. Program received 6.3 million pledges alone last year. Kelly Clarkson was the spokesperson at that point in time. So that's something that's good. Nothing wrong with that kind of deal. And the to be able to register the Both the U.S. and Canada involved in this. High school administrators registering their school from now until October 7th at CelebrateMyDrive.com. All right, so there's a heads up for administrators. Let's have an ears open for some of the jokes. Excuse me.
For late night comedy.
Yes, from last night, in fact. Here we go, starting with Jimmy Fallon.
The House of Representatives voted 225-201 to sue President Obama for abusing his executive powers. Experts are calling this a meaningless political stunt that's a huge waste of taxpayer money, while Congress is saying, yep.
That's what we do. Yeah.
The House voted 225-201 to sue President Obama. That's the bad news. Good news is Congress actually passed something.
Congress is now getting ready to take a month off. From what? Honest to God, from what? Taking a month off from what? What? They need to recharge their batteries for another year of gridlock.
Today marks the last day before Congress's summer recess. They're taking 5 weeks off. 5 weeks. Get used to doing nothing. What are you going to do for the recess? My kids want to go to the water park, but I'm going to try and block it. Try to shut that down, you know.
Pretty interesting that all of the jokes are about Congress. Don't you think these people in Washington would get the message? Are they that immune? Are they that aloof? Are they just that out of it that they don't get that they are a joke? They are a laughing stock. They are the whipping board for all kinds. People are just sick of it. They don't get it.
Who wants to believe that about themselves?
Yeah, well, maybe you ought to look in the mirror. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Mary Madeline and David Korn. Coming right up, should the FDA require processed foods to label whether they contain GMOs, genetically modified organisms?
In a world bombarded by marketing hype, one trusted voice stands out. Consumer Reports. Every year, the experts at Consumer Reports test thousands of products to help you make better choices, and they buy all those products just like you would. Consumer Reports accepts no outside advertising and advocates for pro-consumer legislation to protect you. Join the millions who support Consumer Reports' mission to work for a fair, just, and safe marketplace. Learn more at ConsumerReports.org.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Madeline and Korn. Should either the states or the FDA require that processed foods put on its label that they contain GMOs or genetically modified organisms?
I do believe in labeling, and I do believe in safety, and I do believe that is the function of government. I'm not anti-government. I don't think that's an overreach, and if you're going to do it, then there should be federal standards. What was interesting, what I did not know, is I didn't know that it was 70% of processed food. Processed food is bad, period. The range of chemicals that are in processed food is far more worrisome to me than GMOs, which I support. I support labeling. I support safety as a function of government.
Well, because they don't go through, I think, the same regulatory scheme that drugs go through, I would say that's a reason to put the information on labeling, because then people can decide for themselves. Some people believe there's a scientific consensus that GMOs are not a problem, then it doesn't matter if it's on the label. And as we've known in the history of modern consumer society, often we rush ahead with chemicals, compounds, additives that may have a long-term impact on health and human welfare, but that are not tested adequately.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Here. Let's pay attention to the stories of the day. It's the Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, the Sharknado experience.
That thing is like the little engine that could.
That was a ratings winner.
Yeah.
3.9 million watched the sequel. That's triple the number who viewed the summer performance.
Well, if you remember last year when they did the first Sharknado,
yeah,
nobody watched it. It was like crickets, yeah. Tweet, tweet, tweet. But yeah, there was just a bunch of tweet, tweet, tweeters that started getting Sharknado to trend, and it was the subsequent viewing of Sharknado that made it such a hit, made them do a second one. So this is a big deal for them.
Big deal. Our poll yesterday asked whether or not you'd watch Sharknado on Wednesday. Here's the result. 39% said, nope, I have no interest in this silliness. Yeah, 18% said, not yet, but I'm going to. Let's see, 17% said, no, but I saw the first one. 16% said, yes, and it was stupid. 15% said, yeah, and it was great. Great. So it's silly stuff, but something to talk about. Historical perspective on the day. Today is the 1st of August. On the first of August, 1941, Parade magazine had an article about the newest and most intriguing gadget we've come up with, according to General Eisenhower. Mm-hmm. The gadget was a small truck that could do anything. and everything. And the general said that without this vehicle, we could not have won World War II. What was the name of that tiny truck?
What was it?
I asked the questions. You give me the answers.
Oh.
You don't know?
No, the tiny truck?
It was a tiny truck. And they still have them today. They've sort of taken liberty, shall we say, with the vehicle. It was a general-purpose vehicle. General purpose. GP. Get it?
That was a big clue.
That was a big clue.
GP. I feel really dense right now. Jeep. Oh, a Jeep.
Oh, a Jeep. Wow.
Jeepy. Okay, here's what I don't get. I would never in my life consider a Jeep a gadget.
Really? No, it was.
So, with all due respect to Eisenhower, a gadget is not a car to me.
Really?
A gadget is like a gadget. Like a gadget that you hang on your refrigerator. Like maybe a cell phone could be a gadget.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen.
You? You consider your tractors a gadget?
There were cell phones 70 years ago.
No,
no there weren't. But that's gadgets the size of a gadget for me.
Gadget.
Something I can put in my pocket.
You know, things have changed because things have gotten smaller because of technology.
Right.
Yeah. There are little Jeeps around. You can put them there. You run around the house with them.
Jeeps.
The Jeep Jeeps, yeah. On this day, August 1st, 1943, the groundbreaking ceremony in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, for the first uranium plant.
Uranium.
Which was needed to build the A-bomb.
Hmm.
Wow. Cost $280 million to build back in 1943.
Wow.
Can you imagine? Whew. All right, let's see. On this date, August 1st, 1944, 13-year-old Anne Frank made the last entry into her diary. Do you think most everybody still knows about the diary of Anne Frank?
Yes,
people
I do.
People who are listening.
So.
Yeah, I would
I
so
think
too.
People are still reading that.
She tells the story about her family's escaping Nazi deportation to a concentration camp. It's really compelling the way it was all put together. She died in the concentration camp at the age of 15, right? Didn't she? I think she wrote this. She only lived 2 years. Am I remembering that right? I think so.
That sounds right, yeah.
All right, let's see. This date, 1958, August 1st, 1958. After 26 years selling stamps for 3 cents, U.S. Postal. I was about to say something. I edited. I caught myself using a word that I would not do. I would not be served well by using the word. How about that? So the price of a stamp went from 3 cents to 4 cents on the state in 1958.
And now, what is it, 48?
I don't know, 40-something. Yeah.
It's so sad because it would be the only stamps I use now. Because most of, I mean, anything personal is pretty much online for me. I bank online. I do all of that.
Really?
But at work, we still use a postage machine, but I just run it through the machine now. So it automatically changes every time there's an update.
Yeah, so you don't know. Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Yep.
It
all right.
Make sense.
There is a lot of the news media's attention being focused on a new tropical storm. Warnings have been issued. Those of you listening in Puerto Rico, look out, look out, look out! Let's see, that whole area, the Caribbean, the Virgin Islands, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The storm is named Bertha. What was the first one?
So
months or so ago? Was it Arthur? What was the first storm? Was it Arthur,
yeah,
right?
Arthur.
Yeah, Arthur. Arthur and Bertha sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. No, maybe not. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 300 points yesterday. You'd have thought yesterday afternoon, I was listening to the news radio station in Boston, that we were going to go right into a depression, that the market was going to crash. It was going to be the end of the financial world. 300 points went down because of Argentina. What do you know about what's happening in Argentina other than lots of dancing? Anybody?
You don't cry for them.
I don't cry for Argentina. They have dug themselves a hole pretty much the same as America has. And that's really kind of what I think psychologically is behind all of this. They can't pay their bills. The country may go bankrupt. And that's because they don't run the country well. They borrow too much money. There's no secret here to the problem. The problem is there's a devastating hole in their banks and in their system, and as a result of that, their treasury doesn't have enough money. And so what do you think is going to happen? They can't pay. So how much American investment is there in Argentina? And that's sort of where the focus started. And then people say, oh, my God, look at this. We've got all this debt. Hello, like it just happened yesterday.
The great thing is that Argentina, in true fashion of like everybody else in the world,
yes,
is blaming the United States for their problems.
Right. It is. It's our fault. It's always our fault.
That's the president's cabinet chief came out and said, this is a direct quote, this is the fault of the United States for not acting properly. This is a shame.
Right.
So crazy.
Yeah. I'm not sure that washes, frankly.
No. Well, it's all because the Supreme Court in June upheld a lower court ruling that Argentina owed full payment to holdout bonders who refused to accept discounts in early restructuring of debt after their 2001 default.
What does that mean?
That means that the U.S. said, no, you can't discount this debt. You owe the money. And so Argentina,
we do that all the time.
Of course.
To debtors. We do that all the time. We have told many countries that we're trying to assuage in one way or another. Okay, you don't have to pay us this money. It's okay. The President of the United States, Mr. Clinton, when the King of Morocco was the instrument to getting together the Palestinian and Israeli leaders, was a deal brokered by the Moroccans. The Moroccans owed the Ex-Im Bank $93 million for a 747 that they'd bought from Boeing. Mr. Clinton said, thanks very much. Don't worry about the 93 mil. We'll take care of it.
Take that.
We'll take care of that. So that's how they get a free 747 out of putting the deal together.
It's like a free plane with purchase.
Yeah, exactly.
How come they don't have that at me?
Right.
Yeah. It's a lousy tote bag.
That's a good deal. All right, speaking of good deals, we have Good Day Goodies available right now for those of you who have been interested in some Doug Steffen Good Day paraphernalia. You can go on your internet browser to cafepress.com/good day goodies. All one word, cafepress.com. There are all kinds of things. Jennifer's been in there. Can I have
the pajamas?
Roberta wants a mug. Everybody wants a cup. Some people want keychains. Well, there are a lot of things.
I don't really want a keychain.
That you can get at cafepress.com/good day goodies. So the items are shipped in 24 hours, 30-day money-back guarantee. So, not only do we have Good Day Goodies in there, we'll have some things from Charlotte and some things from the farm as well, for those of you who may be interested.
If you're going to put stuff of Charlotte up there, I think I should give you some Buddy merchandise.
A cat?
Yeah. I think it's only fair. She's adorable. Oh, my gosh.
Please, give me a break.
Way cuter than Charlotte.
What?
I'm going to miss you, Jennifer.
Sorry, my kitty is cuter.
Really? Cafe Press.
See her. She's so cute.
.com/good day goodies. And you might have, at one point in time, been able to see a picture of Jennifer with or without her cat, but that probably will be taken under advisement now.
Just say we should have the pets of Good Day. How's
Speaking
that?
Of now, it's 16 before the hour on Good Day.
When leading hardwood mills have excess flooring to sell, there's only one place they go. Lumber Liquidators, America's number one specialty retailer of wood flooring. This week, get amazing deals like gorgeous three-quarter inch solid pre-finished Brazilian cherry hardwood for only $2.99 per square foot. Or quick click strand bamboo for 37% less than other stores. Plus, get first quality laminate flooring for 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find your local store. Special 12-month financing is available. Hurry, these deals end Tuesday.
This report is brought to you by EcoTools, a leader in earth-conscious beauty accessories. Back-to-school season is the perfect time of year to try out new looks for your new routine. But getting ready during busy mornings without compromising style is no easy task. Celebrity hairstylist and EcoTools beauty team member Christine Simons.
Little embellishments and unexpected touches can go a long way. When paired with the right tools, you'll have a covetable coif in no time. I love using EcoTools line of hairbrushes, which have an aerodynamic beak vent system to dry hair 20% faster than other brushes. And they're made with earth-conscious and cruelty-free materials, so you can feel good about what you're using.
To turn the easiest of do's into something special, Simon suggests adding small touches like placing a colorful cluster of bobby pins, weaving a strand of ribbon into a braid, or giving a quick twist to a traditional ponytail. For more information, styling tips, and how-to hair videos, visit ecotools.com. I'm Sarah Luce.
This weekend at Guitar Center, to celebrate our 50th anniversary, we're offering incredible savings in every department. Like a Squier Stratocaster for just $99. Ernie Ball electric guitar strings, 3 sets for $10. 2 Cymbal boom stands for $40. Or a pair of Elisa studio monitors for just $49. Plus, enter for your chance to win a VIP trip for two to see Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, live on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood. It's Guitar Center's 50th anniversary. In store and at guitarcenter.com.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest online cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory, and it must be sold. Now through this Sunday, it's the red tag sale at performancebike.com. Over 1,000 items on sale now. Many prices too low to advertise. Red tag deals on helmets, clothing, art, accessories, and hundreds of bikes, all priced to sell now. Plus, over 50 doorbusters at 50% off, but only while supplies last. Don't miss Performance Bicycle's red tag sale at performancebike.com.
And now, Katy Perry!
Imagine going on stage without any guitars, or keyboards, drums, or a microphone, and being expected to roar. Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed.
Join Katy Perry and donate at MakeRoarHappen.com.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Every time I rev my engine down an open stretch of road, I'm glad I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because nothing feels better than saving money with Geico. Except maybe the time I saved a life. A squirrel's life. Gave that little feller mouth to mouth, and then he bit me. On second thought, saving money with Geico probably feels better.
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
How much can you save? Geico 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. A lot of people are talking about the baseball trades yesterday. Tampa sent Cy Young winner David Price to Detroit. Boston shipped out left-hander John Lester to Oakland.
And now that's supposed to be the big matchup. People are saying it's going to be maybe a postseason play for the Athletics and the Tigers.
So the World Series is going to be Detroit and Oakland, is that what you're saying?
Well, it couldn't be because they're in the same division.
Oh. So then who's the World Series going to be?
But it would be a postseason play. It would be the playoffs.
So they'll be playing off, okay, to see who represents
right.
What used to be. They don't have the American League and the National League anymore, right? They used
what
to
do you
have.
Mean?
Well, is there a National League and an American League?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
There is? I thought they got rid of that, sort of.
No, they're still there.
Well, they used to not be able to play against. It used to be American League teams played American League teams, and National League teams played National. Now everybody
plays.
They
do interleague play. They do some weeks of the interleague play. Not a lot, but some weeks. But yeah, I mean, the All Star game just happened. Remember the American League kind of killed the National League?
Oh, that's right, too, in the All Star, so called All Star game.
Yep.
All right, so Michael Fortier, who is at the controls in our studio in Washington, Boston fan. Not much about the Red Sox to be happy about.
Yeah, there's
a lot to be happy about.
There is. I'm talking about where they are in terms of
stink. Oh, yeah, we stink.
Yeah, okay. So then beside all of that, what did they get in the trades and what other significant trades were there from your perspective?
We got Yoenis Cespedes.
Who's that?
He's a 28-year-old right-handed power hitter for Oakland.
Really? Oh, so he's who came in turn. John Lester goes there, and this guy comes here.
Yep, he was an all-star this year.
Really? Was John Lester really
in the league?
Is he a sucky pitcher, or is he a good pitcher?
He's a hitter. Oh, Lester, he's a good pitcher.
Is he?
Yeah.
Why is it, by the way, that pitchers are never good hitters? What is the problem? Why are they always replaced by the designated hitter?
They don't want to strain their arm.
They don't really practice hitting.
Okay, so they don't practice. They bunt once in a while. You see a pitcher bunt. But are they not good runners either? When's the last time? I'd like to know, historically, if anybody knows this, 888-303-6600.
You think they run like girls?
Well,
I don't. Okay, here's the thing. I can't play when the last time was that, because I know where you're going, when a pitcher like hit a home run or something like
that.
Yeah,
that's what I'm just asking.
But the Dodgers have had a couple of good.
No,
I can only.
Those damn
well,
Dodgers,
that's all I can
God
speak to, because I watch the Dodgers and the Angels. Okay.
Give
I'm just saying
rest.
We had a couple of good pitcher hitters. Like Darren Dreyfurt was a good one. He would hit home runs. Kershaw hits every once in a while.
Yeah.
So I mean,
I'll tell you who the best hit from the Dodgers camp this week was, the announcement that Vin Scully is going to be back for the 66th season of doing the broadcast.
I love him.
He's starting, he's in his 20s. He's in his late 80s now. Still very strong voice. I mean, the guy understands the game better than anybody, probably, as far as announcers are concerned.
That
knows
tone
the players.
Of his voice. It can put me to sleep. I mean, it's
security.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
a security in listening to Vin Scully do the Dodgers.
Great.
51 after the hour on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now 53 minutes after the hour on Good Day. Let's find out what we can find out about technology. Tech Talk Time. Shelley Palmer is here. We have the right one today. Yesterday, we finally figured out what it was that Shelley was doing yesterday, and it was extraordinarily informative. Today, he will inform you about a new gadget that lets you send text messages. Here we are talking about gadgets again. From the Jeep to a little texter.
Jeep
when you...
is not a gadget.
Well, it was in comparison to the tanks and some of the other big stuff that they had went boom. Anyway, Shelley Palmer talking about a new gadget that lets you send text messages when your cell phone service doesn't work. So if that sounds like a turn on to you, we'll give you that info in a matter of moments.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth, but I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man!
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer is a fantastic response.
Performance
Bicycle, the nation's largest online cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory, and it must be sold. Now through this Sunday, it's the Red Tag Sale at PerformanceBike.com. Over 1,000 items on sale now. Many prices too low to advertise. Red Tag deals on helmets, clothing, parts, accessories, and hundreds of bikes, all priced to sell now. Plus, over 50 doorbusters at 50% off, but only while supplies last. Don't miss Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale at PerformanceBike.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. When a natural disaster strikes, one of the first things you want to do is get in touch with your loved ones to let them know that you're all right. But if local cell phone towers have been affected, you might be stuck without your regular cell phone service and have no way to get in touch with the rest of the world. A new gadget called GoTenna changes all that by letting you send text messages when you don't have service. GoTenna is a 5-inch device that pairs with a companion app on your iPhone or Android phone. The messages are sent from one GoTenna to another over Bluetooth LE, which transmits the message to your phone. Think of it like a slick walkie-talkie that pairs with your phone. GoTenna is also able to send your current location to contacts, letting your friends and family know exactly where you are. You can pick up a pair of GoTennas for $150 today if you want to be prepared for next time nature strikes. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest online cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory, and it must be sold. Now through this Sunday, it's the Red Tag Sale at PerformanceBike.com. Over 1,000 items on sale now. Many prices too low to advertise. Red Tag deals on helmets, clothing, parts, accessories, and hundreds of bikes, all priced to sell now. Plus, over 50 doorbusters at 50% off, but only while supplies last. Don't miss Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale at PerformanceBike.com.
Big data may be just another overused buzzword, but storing, sharing, protecting, and recovering big data is a big deal to companies, big or small. Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement solutions for data protection and disaster recovery, email archiving, file sharing, and e-signing, all designed to protect big data and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/bigdata.
All right, little bling on beta testing when it comes to marriages. If yours is not working, perhaps it's time for you to use this new app, which is something in the love department. I always defer to Jennifer Horn because she's so experienced when it comes to love.
Well, I'll tell you, I haven't heard about this new app, Dougie. But
what are you trying to say?
But this millennial trend, yes, is that they want to beta test a marriage. The millennials, like young people in their 20s, are looking at doing a 2-year test period. They're supporting this idea, and experts are saying that this actually might take hold in the coming years, where people will do a 2-year trial before they actually go full force into marriage.
So do we get partially married?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's kind of like...
Isn't this just shacking up?
Right.
No, kind of, but it's with more intent.
That's kind of an indignant way of putting it. I'm not married,
that's what it's always been.
Like in the 70s, they called it shacking up.
I know, but we've matured now.
But this is like officially getting married.
Yeah, it's like officially getting married. Right.
Yeah. And then dissolved after a 2-year period, right?
Right. You can decide if you want to continue with an option to continue.
Is that like an option? Do you have leather seats or
it's
leather
official.
Cloth seats? Really? 21% of those surveyed said they would be open to the option of doing that. A lot of different models. You can check it out.
I thought you would like that.
The story is at DougStephan.com. You have to scroll down a little bit to find it. Thank you, Jennifer. You thought I'd like it?
Yeah.
I'm sort of in that mode right now, but I'm pretty sure that this is going to work. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.